Three, two, one. Greetings, good afternoon, super fantastic TNT family, or TNT super fantastic. Anyway, yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here. This is March 11, 2016, and here we are on Fantabulous Friday. Finally going to see it Friday? I don't know. Well, you know who's going to tell us that answer. Time itself. Time will tell if we're finally going to see it on this Friday. A lot of us are anticipating seeing it on this Friday. We have bank people galore anticipating seeing it this Friday. Now, some of them are anticipating seeing it on Saturday. So Friday, Saturday, either day is okay with me. But from what we've heard from the different banking sources and people that have talked with bank folks, that's the general consensus from all the different information that has come my way. They've literally been looking for it all week. Earlier part of the week, private exchanges took place, and I suspect some probably took place yesterday. We did get reports on some Wednesday. So that lets us know that we're still in the game. Progress is being made. There's some activity is better than nothing altogether. And they have been looking for us and still are looking for us. And to the best of my knowledge and information, they're just waiting for the release. That final go ahead, you can do this. So everything else, to our understanding, is in place. Systems are all go, rates on the screen, ready to go, no holes, no pending, no anything. We just can't touch it yet. And even though we've had some members that have gone in this week and had banks even attempt to process it and couldn't, as far as on the public side. And as far as the private side, that's a whole different conversation. But it still all leads up to everybody's really trying to get this thing over with as far as on our side, the U.S. banks. They want to move this on through. We want to move it on through. So that elusive answer is still out there. And, of course, the question, what's the holdup? And the elusive answer is still out there somewhere. So we wait on that. Now, Iraq, on the other hand, well, they're getting some mixed messages coming from over there as well, what we've experienced earlier this week. And even right up to now, but last time we were together, we talked about Abadi saying he needed 10 more days, that pushed it to the 20th just to have the cabinet issues resolved, the leader of the CBI issues resolved, with us looking at that being, okay, that's what's holding them up from going full international, RVing their rates. Some would argue that that's not the holdup, and some would. So how do we really know? We're not sitting at the round table making those decisions, so we can only take educated guesses, if you will, and how that is going to unfold eventually. But now there have been some developments since then. There was an article that came to our attention that the body was going to make a speech or an announcement on Thursday. Yes, because I'll tell you that on Wednesday. And then we learned he sent a tweet out saying that the new cabinet will be announced soon. Now, of course, the English language and the Arabic language don't match up completely, because we've learned that the coming days doesn't mean the same thing to us as it means to them. So now that they've changed to this word soon, let's see if it means the same thing that we identify with when we use the word soon. But that was the message. Then also there was another report that he He did make an announcement on yesterday saying that he will have an announcement today. So that pushes us into Friday to see what announcement now is going to come forth on Friday. Well, it was being anticipated. The announcement would be the cabinet set, done, and RV, and everybody's happy. Time will tell. Of course, he already sent a tweet out saying that the new cabinet will be announced soon. Could that be today's announcement? Did it already take place? That remains to be seen. So we wait on that information from across the pond. Now, we did have one interesting article. Of course, there's several of them out here, and a lot of these articles that you all are reading, some I'm pretty sure have a great level of truth to them, and then some we've learned have been put out there to mislead us, if you will. But I like this one, and this article makes a reference to a partial halt in the Iraqi market due to high currency exchange rates. What do you think that means? And of course, with the we're going to go along with the rate over there is effectively between 90 cents to $1.08, and it's fluctuating and moving. And I'm going to hold with that as a new rate over there. And of course, I asked, was it Kurdistan only? And of course, the reply back was, no, it's across the board. So that means it should be the same over in the Baghdad area. Remains to be seen, but it is the information that we're receiving. And it's credible source information because I had that on Monday. And here it is on Friday, and now articles are reporting partial halt in the market due to high currency exchange rates. So that lets you know something is happening over there with their rate structure. Those that have cards, we're getting information that those cards are loaded and funded at that rate of between 90 and 108. Do we still have some citizen unrest over there? Yes, from what we're hearing. Because they were looking for the full new rate, the high rate, not a in-between rate. So there's still a little citizen unrest with that. But we move forward. So that's going to be the intel, be that as it may, for today to share with you. That we feel good about. Now, are you hearing some other things? You probably are. I wouldn't doubt it. Because if you're on a lot of different sites and Skype rooms and et cetera, there's no telling what you're hearing right about now. But it's out there, and some of it just is outlandish and already proven wrong just based on some of our news. So, and I won't go into detail on that, but most of you know, if you've been listening to some of that stuff, and you can see people that are in charge of this country are still in charge of this country and making it publicly known by the appointments they are on, their schedule and the agenda. So it makes it difficult to receive all of this information and believe it because so much of it is tainted. So I'll just give you what I believe to be good, solid information coming from good, solid, reputable people that have given us information in the past, and it held true. So let me go to a few of the members' questions, and then we'll talk to some of you on the line. Let's see, questions for Ray. Okay, I'm going to have to take a minute and look over these. Oh, wow, quite a few here. I know I won't get to all of them. So I'll try to just hit a few. Star Child asks, why are the U.S. government, the IMF, and the World Bank still blocking the RV? I don't know. I don't know that all three of them are still blocking it. So that's the best answer I can give you to that one. Beethoven asks, why are the banks claiming any minute when cities like Mosul are still in ISIS hands? There appears to be a disconnect. Maybe, maybe not. Your question would lead me to believe that you think that the ISIS issue needs to be completely resolved before an RV. Does it? Does it really have to be resolved? But to try to answer your question better, why are the banks claiming any minute? Because that's the information they're receiving. And that's what they're going with, the information they receive. And they're making their decisions according to that. And we have the banking folks that are, because no one can put their finger on it, they're saying any minute. We're expecting it any minute, any hour. They're making preparations. There's been additional training procedures implemented this week, from what I understand. Some information has already gone out to some banking employees as far as weekend work and not to plan to be off. So they're making these decisions based on the information they are receiving. Okay, TNDR, are you still seeing the date of the 20th mentioned on Iraqi TV as time needed by a body to complete the reforms? Well, with him putting out tweets like new cabinet announced soon, I'm thinking, no, we're no longer looking at the 20th for him to get that done if he's letting folks know the new cabinet will be announced soon, and there's supposed to be some announcement from him today. So time will tell. And among the tasks needed, which are necessary before a full international RV can happen? The answer to that question is elusive because of some things that have already happened privately versus publicly. And this makes you throw up your hands and say, okay, what the heck is going on? Who's calling what shots with? And until we can get answers like that, we just have to sit, wait, and patiently watch the action and just be ready to move at a moment's notice. Okay, his question continues. Much of these Iraq reform necessities seem like theater with a feeling of an excuse to slow the RVGCR from reaching a full public international status for some reason, especially with all the new rate news, ISX news, tariff law, and bond sales. Do you think there is more than meets the eye outside of Iraq that needs to be done before the full release? Yes. If so, in your opinion, what do you think those are? I'm going to decline to answer that question. Okay. There's a little joke in there. I'll just skip that. You think there is something or other things outside of Iraq that need to be addressed? Let me leave that alone too for now. Okay, let me go to the next question. The Hawk asks, Ray, do your people tell you that Mosul needs to be clearly under control to instill confidence in the international rate, as others believe? No, I'm not receiving that as official information or even as a direct thought. If so, do you believe we are much further along? Well, since I said no, we're much further along than being reported. Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to when you reference then being reported. And reported by whom? Because, well, what I shared, yes, was further along, and that was reported to me. Newberg. Do you consider the 50 trillion and 100 trillion Zim notes to be historical bonds? You know, I haven't really studied that and looked at it. I know there's a lot of people saying it and giving information relating to it. I really don't care, as long as I can get the rate. And if the rate is pennies, then that's the rate. If the rate is dollars, then that's the rate. Whether it's a bond or not a bond is irrelevant to me. I'm going after whatever's out there, and whatever the high numbers are, and that's what I intend to receive. That's the best way I can answer that for you. Because let's see, if we go to, this is from D.G. Harvey something. Anyway, if we go to exchange centers, how do we get the funds into our own bank accounts? That question's a little vague, because what are we calling exchange centers? In its loose term, exchange center would be the places like in the mall and at the airport that exchange currency. You give them paper, they give you paper back. Now, some people have said that they've talked to some of these places and they said they would wire funds into your account, if that's what you're calling the exchange center. And we have some people that that the banks are having quote-unquote exchange centers, and I tend to call those bank exchange centers, so we won't confuse one with the other. So if it's a place that the bank is sending you to, instead of coming to the actual branch to do your exchange, you're still exchanging with the bank. It's just a different building. So all things, I think, would still be even. You relinquish your currency there and you have money deposited into your account when they take the paper and you sign for it. Bob K., the ISX was active yesterday for a short time and then shut down. The reason given was that the value of the dinar increased too quickly. I think it may have just been a test. What are your thoughts on this, and do you know if it was active any time today? Well, of course, I already shared with you guys the article that even referenced that from the high currency exchange rates. They had to halt the market. I don't know about today yet. I have not received any reports on what's happening today over there. I also have read that groups are being or about to be exchanged. And we have received information throughout the week of groups being notified, get ready to mobilize, but to the best of my knowledge up until yesterday, and none of them had done anything. Even some that were supposed to be flying to specific locations never took flight from the last report that I received. Do you know if we will go at the same time or just after, and how long it would take to exchange the groups? I have no idea how long it would take to exchange the groups, but I do believe it will go, if not at the exact same time, 30 seconds behind them. Like, it'll make a lot of difference, right? Camilla asks, have you heard that the president and the vice president have resigned and the secretary of state was sworn in as president? Somebody emailed me something like that on Monday, said that they resigned on Monday. But then I think it was yesterday the president was talking with the, what is it in Canada, prime minister? I forget. But anyway, he was up there doing something with him. So I guess if he resigned, it wouldn't be news that he's in Canada talking with folks. So you can't believe everything you read, especially by way of an email. Gracie Dog, I believe you have been waiting for a source to get back to you on the latest rates. Have you heard from them? Yes, I have. And I really see no need to repeat rates at this time because they're constantly changing. From day to day, I can get a different set of rates. So that leads me to one resolve, and that's that the rates are just placeholders. They won't mean anything until you actually get in to do your exchange, and then they say, here's a rate that you can exchange on. And, of course, when it goes public, you're going to know it anyway. So that's my take on the rates now. We're hearing something different. Literally every time someone says rates, we hear a different amount. Tessa, Ray, when the internet group, our forum members, okay, get data under numbers, will I be able to go to the bank here in Germany as well? Will it be international, or will that take still some days from there? I'm not sure about Germany. I'm thinking, well, when the currency goes fully international, you should be able to go to a bank in Germany and
yeah, I think I had an audio issue, so you guys may have lost me for a few moments. One second. Okay, looks like the this internet or this service, I think I need to get rid of it today. While I was doing some questions for you guys, I'm not sure where you stopped hearing me, so let me just start pick up here at Big Draft, and this thing should kick back in a moment. Ray, if the banks have the rates locked on the screen and we are waiting on the U.S. government to give the go code, why do we have to wait for Iraq if everything is signed and ready to go? Just a thought. I have no idea as far as the answer for you. Maybe they may hear me asking this question on the call, and maybe one of them may contact me and give me the answer. That would be nice. Okay. I think we're back here again. Hold on.
All right. Looks like the system corrected itself again. Let's see. AZ Joyce M. asked, Jane from California, if you only have Dom and want the highest rate you can get without signing an NDA, should you use the 800 numbers or wait until it goes public? Do you know what the international rate for Dom is? I don't know what the rate is. It's a plan for a minimum of 47 cents. And I don't know, $2. We're hearing those rates. We're hearing 47 cents to $2 rates. So it's probably going to be somewhere in there. And let's see, so that would probably be the highest rate you could get without signing an NDA, getting a contract rate. And the 800 numbers, that's going to be a mystery. I'm beginning to think we may not have that to count on as much as a lot of people would like you to believe. Okay, let me get to this next question. Okay, that wasn't a question, that was a statement. Goldilocks 53. Ray, do you think that Zim will only be exchanged at Wells Fargo? No. If not, what other banks do you think might exchange it? And I think all of the tier one banks are going to be exchanging it as well. We've heard from several of them saying that they will be exchanging it. So, no, I don't think that Wells Fargo is going to corner the market on the Zim. Okay. Let me go to another question here. Okay, Jubilee Gal says, I would like some clarity on this information that may have been answered previously. I have some family members overseas in different areas and have currencies. How are they supposed to leave to exchange while on duty? Is there going to be some type of memorandum for our soldiers? I really don't know. I assume that they can use the banks there on base and get their exchanges done. And if you have relatives that are soldiers, tell them to check into that. That's some preliminary thing that they should have done already so that they would know when it's time to rock and roll, so to speak, they would know what to do. So I would have them to check on with the base banks and whatever just to see what the procedure would be for that. Okay, let me move over here on the board with the people with their hands up. Okay, 954. Good afternoon. All right, that disappeared as soon as I clicked on it. That's strange. See if it dropped down to the bottom for some reason. It did. Okay, 954. They must have put their hand down. That's probably why it did that. Okay. One second. Let me refresh this screen to make sure I only have those who have their hands up. Let me try this one. 716.
Hello, Ray.
Hey, hi there.
Yeah, I would like to say hi to Tony and Pam.
Okay.
And I have a question. Now, before I had heard when Tony was there that when you go in to exchange your dinar or dong or whatever, that you should make up new accounts to put them in and then change that account to another account to keep everything in bank. Is that still a policy?
No, and that wasn't one from us. You may have heard that. The only time we made reference to that was when we were looking at you could go to the dealers to do an exchange, and then the dealer would wire your money into your bank account. So then it was being advised to have a second account to move that money over once the wire came through, and that was to prevent a reverse wire to keep someone from pulling those funds back out once they had been delivered into your account. And that was the reason that we made a reference to opening two accounts in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
else?
Well,
I'm glad I asked that question because, there was a 10 items that you should do, and one of those was to do that. So I
okay. Well, here's the mistake that you're making. You found that in TNT on the forum, but that wasn't information coming from Tony. That was information people put together and threw in the form. And because we knew it was helpful information, we let the members dissect it and do whatever they want to do with it. So that wasn't, you know, a message from Tony or Tony's strategy. It was just what was in the form in TNT.
Yeah. Well, all right then. You answered that question. That makes it a lot easier for me.
Sure.
I want to thank you for all that you've done, and you know, just keep up the good work. You're doing a great job.
No, thank you.
Mhm. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Okay. 602. Bye bye. 602. Good afternoon.
Hey. Good afternoon. Just one question from your opening statements when you were going through some of the questions from members. You said there were some things that needed to be done and some things that you couldn't answer that you'd rather stay away from. Even though the banks are really looking forward to today and tomorrow, does that mean that you are thinking that we're farther away than this weekend?
No, I don't think that we're farther away. I like to follow along with the banks. You know,
I thought so. It just kind of sounded like you're leaning a little bit farther away from that by saying there about the things that you couldn't discuss. And I completely get that, so I'm not going to push you on that. I was just wondering if there was something that you knew that you couldn't say that maybe pushes it out a little bit farther.
No, I'm not. I don't feel so. I just try to stay out of affairs of state. And so there's certain things that I don't think need to be said that because it won't make a difference RV-wise. That may make a difference to what they may be trying to do if certain things are said. So I'll leave certain things out. But I'm riding with the banks right now because it's a more enjoyable ride.
Oh, I like it too.
Yeah, ride with them and say, okay.
I do. I'm looking forward to this too, so we all get to Vegas and meet each other and start doing the pay it forwards, and I'm just really looking forward to it. So thank you for all you do. I echo the previous caller, and we appreciate you being here for us and keeping us posted with most updated information. You guys are the best. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right. Thank you. Okay, that takes me to 918. Greetings.
Yes, am I on?
You're on, 918.
Yes, right. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just had a comment I wanted to give you. I've been in this for quite some time, listened to a lot of calls, get mostly a lot of disinformation, listened to Tony in D.C., but I want to tell you this. If equate this to a basketball game and the crowd is going nuts believing things as this journey has gone on, I'll say this. Basketball game, crowd's going nuts, 1 second left. Who would I want at the free throw line? I'd want Ray Wren. I'm seriously, over and above everyone else, especially after all the unadulterated BS and fantasy land that came out this week. You know, the sign of a true pro, in my opinion, is someone who knows how to act, when to act, and most important of all, when not to act. And that is you. You're cut from royal cloth, your head and shoulders above everyone else. And no, I really mean that. And if people want the truth, and I'm just going to say it, no bullshit, no rumor, no hype. They need to listen to you, especially being this close. And I'm so worn out with everyone else, with the exception of your call. I want this to happen now, not because I want the money. I want out of the BS.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's it. But I just wanted to really compliment you. Your facts, you say it like it is. You don't put out any hype, and you keep it just where it should be. And I knew you made a reference to what went on earlier this week. Well, all I'd like to say is when that came out, they might as well said, Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans are going to take over the country. I mean, that's how much sense it made to me. Mm-hmm. But thank you for having me on.
Well, yes, thank you, sir, for that vote of confidence. And I'm sure some of my haters are going to swear out that I paid you to come on and say what
no
you
way.
Said.
No way. I mean, and you really, you're tops, buddy. You really are. And thank you for everything you've done. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right. Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
541. Greetings.
Is that me, Ray, 9078?
That is you, 541. Hey.
Thank you. Yes, and I just want to thank you and Tony, Pam, and DC for all your, we have to say sacrifice, hanging in through all this. I have a question for someone who's at work and can't be on the call, but when Tony and DC were doing the calls, there was reference to a back date that we could exchange the Zimbabwe. Have you heard anything recently on that?
Well, that date, from the best I recall, has changed twice already. So that put me in a state of mind of not even worrying about it, because when this thing finally goes live, they will probably change the date again as far as the expiration date that was out there.
Yeah. Like everything.
But that's something that a lot of us won't take a lot of time to get to. Anyway, when you look at what that currency represents, and if you're thinking, hey, there could even be a contract rate with it, then that means you're going to move post-haste the minute that you know that it's available. That's something that we won't just sit around and say, oh, well, I'll go exchange my ZIM next week. Most of us are going to take off with that. So I don't think we have to really worry about an expiration date if there is going to be one at that particular time. We'll be moving too fast on that one.
Well, actually, his question was exactly the opposite, because I know that a lot of people have this concern. He's not able to do a project, a humanitarian project, but rather just, you know, give money here and there, donations, and no one expected the ZIM rate to go up so high.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs time to, you know, find the right organization or people or whatever who are legitimate to gift the ZIM.
For what purpose?
So that they can, so it's not in his account, he could gift it to them for their humanitarian project, the ones who have, who are
I think you guys have been misinformed. You apparently identified with something that I have not, as far as exchanging and getting these rates. And from the banking people that I have communicated with, none of them have said anything about what you're going to do with this money will determine the rate that you're going to get. Now, we have talked sometime in training, the training calls I do on open mic, and even here on TNT when I talk to the members on the weekend. And we make reference to, okay, if the person across the desk has the authority or the capacity to grant you a contract rate or not. And we ran through some scenarios on what would be the basis upon which we thought they would do that. And keeping in mind that the bank is a business, just like any other business. And the bottom line for business is profits. And if I'm the person across that desk and I have the authorization to give you a higher rate than the regular rate, my first line of interest is going to be, what are you going to do with the money? And if you come at me with a whole bunch of humanitarian stuff and finding people to give it away, that's not saying me and my bank are going to make any money, because you're giving it all away. I would be more inclined to give better rates to the person that's talking longevity with me, doing business with me and my industry, not the people that want to give it all away. And
yeah.
From the banking people that I've talked to that have, I'm trying to word this right.
No, that's okay, Ray. Actually, that's not his question, actually. He doesn't want to have it, period. He wants to gift it.
So he doesn't want it in his name.
No, exactly. He wants to gift it to the organization or individual who already has a big project. They can go if they want to do a contract rate or if they want to do whatever. So that's it. He doesn't want it anyway.
So he just wants to give the currency to an organization.
Yeah, or a person who has a big project to help, humanity.
Okay. And what's the concern with the date? Because we started off talking about an expiration date. So the issue, and you confuse me now on what the original issue is. He was thinking
yeah.
he would find the recipient in time?
Yeah, because he needs time to find the legitimate. You understand. You want to make sure whoever you give it to or the organization, you have to work that all out. So that was what I was asking about the date.
Oh, well, let's use a hypothetical scenario that you're trying to find recipients to give the currency to. You want to give them the actual currency, correct?
Right. Yeah. That's
and then there's a concern of the currency might expire before you can find the correct recipient that you want to give it to.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, if that is a real issue, there's an easy solution for that. Just go exchange it and hold the money until you're ready to make that distribution.
So he would have to, yeah. That's what he doesn't want to do. So I guess he's just going to have to wait and try to find out
yeah.
about experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one other quick question is, do we still only have 20 minutes to do a complex exchange? Because just opening ordinary accounts can take 20 minutes or half an hour.
I'm not sure. I've not heard any of the banking people give any kind type of time frames. Those that have done exchanges. Now, we've had some members that said they've been in, talked with banks, and stayed an hour. One said they was there 2 hours.
Yeah.
So maybe the 20-minute thing may not be that big of an issue.
No, it's totally unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we appreciate so much what you're doing, Ray, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, you're welcome. 704 704 704. Okay. 313.
Oh, Ray?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. How about you?
Doing well. I was reading something last night, and it said that Iraq is going to start issuing bonds on the 16th.
Okay.
So that means that they would have to have an international currency, right?
I would think so.
So that means that it's got to happen before then.
Well, that would be the impression. But do you remember a few years back we thought the same thing when it first started selling stock? And a lot of us thought, oh, it's going international because you can't be in the stock market without it being international. But then learned the stock sales only took place in country. Now, if the bond sales only take place in country, we'll have a deja vu all over again. So I guess we have to see now where are they going to take place.
Oh, okay.
If it's required for them to be international. But time will tell.
When is this going to end?
Yeah, that would be nice if we had the answer to that question.
You think that a body knows?
Probably so. But all we can do in the interim is just make sure that we're ready. And every day you wake up and there's no RV, then do a checklist and see is there anything that you've missed, something that you were planning to do that you didn't get around to doing. Then there's 24 more hours to work on that and double check it.
Yeah, we have a list, and I check it frequently.
Okay. Well, see, that's all we can do for the time being.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 707.
Oh, Ray?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantabulous to the nth degree. How about you?
Very good. I really don't have a question, but just wanted to thank you for being here for us all and helping us get through this thing. So hope to see you in Vegas, and God bless.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
601.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm not there. Hey, look, I had a question. It's something that I don't clearly understand. If you and I both go in to an establishment for an exchange, I go in and I don't sign an NDA. You go in and sign an NDA.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that I'm allowed to talk about mine and you're not? What's the difference with we using the same currency exchange? Why would I not be able to say anything and you not?
Okay, you would be getting the general public rate that is out there for anybody and everybody. I would be getting supposedly a special rate that's not available for anybody and everybody. And so I would sign an agreement saying I will not disclose this transaction. So that way, you not knowing about it, you won't feel like, oh, why is Ray getting more money than me? We both have the same currency.
But, I mean, it's still we're still talking about the fact that the currency has been exchanged, right?
Yes. Well, the NDA isn't, to my understanding, the NDA isn't saying don't tell anybody you did an exchange. It's don't give the details of the exchange. Because people will know that we exchanged, NDA or no NDA.
Yeah.
When we start spending money, they're going to know something.
Right. And yeah, you know, and this sounds like it's something more to the NBA other than just don't tell. Well, either one of us would know until we looked at it, but is there something or could there be something in that NBA that gives the bank a certain amount of authority over the person signing it other than the fact that they're not telling anybody? is it something that the where the bank could come back later on and say, perhaps this is, you signed an NDA stating that we can do XYZ with your money?
No, the NDA is just a non-disclosure agreement. That's not giving them carte blanche over what they can do with your money, unless you uh-huh. sign an agreement for that as well, for investment purposes.
Yeah, because I know before we talked about it and saying that there was one, two, maybe three pages of discussion on the NDA, and it's got to be more than just saying you can't discuss what you got.
Well, maybe not.
Am I making it more complicated than?
You might be, because, see, we tend to simplify things, but in the legal community, what you and I may say in one sentence, in the legal community, it could take a paragraph to cover that. That whole paragraph would just be one thought, one idea, where you and I could say it in one sentence and be okay with it. But when you start making things legal and trying to make sure that you close the loopholes and the backdoor gotchas, you have to take a thought, but you have to turn it into a paragraph
mm-hmm.
to get that one message across from a legal perspective. So a three-page NDA could literally only say one thing, basically, but it would have all of those legal parameters included in it to cover all bases.
Okay. The one other thing is that I don't understand is how can some groups get an okay to go cash in, exchange, and no one else gets that, but, you know, we're waiting on permission to go. But yet, how does other groups get that permission? Is it part of family and friends, or is this – it can't be that many family and friend groups.
Well, the only exchange that I'm aware of is private exchanges, but it's not group level. It's not where a group went in. And that's the groups, to my understanding, are the ones now looking to go. And
mm-hmm.
accordingly, so we would be included in that activity.
Okay.
That's my belief. And then the general public, later, after we've done all that, then it becomes general public knowledge information. But we'll be long gone by that time. And then that's when you're
listen. And I don't want to take up a lot of time, but it seems like every time we get to the 1 yard line, then somebody's got something else to do. Something else needs to be signed. Another law needs to be passed, or something like that. But then we're waiting on that, and we sit there for 3 or 4 weeks, and then in conversation, it's all of a sudden mentioned that this is about to happen, but it could go to another date down the road. And more often than not, when we get to that point where it's supposed to happen, that date that was mentioned down the road is the next one we're shooting for.
Okay. Yes, I'd agree with that. And most of the time, the dates that we're shooting for are dates that we created and latched to.
Mm-hmm.
Not once have you had the government say something and give a date, because when they
mm-hmm.
did, they fulfilled. Even Iraq, when Iraq publicly told its people, we're going to give you cards, we're going to give you the cue cards on first of the month, last year, or however long ago it was. Now you've got the government telling its people, this is what we're going to do. We didn't have any of that before. Most of us assumed. We went on dates. We went on proposed deadlines of things that have to happen. And we all latched onto those dates. And then you had people just flat out now saying, by such and such date, it's going to RV. People held onto that and then became accordingly disappointed when it didn't materialize. But we didn't have any of our governments telling us that. But now when Iraq told its people, the first of the month, you're going to have cue cards. Well, the first of the month, they had cards. But now here's the slap in the face. They weren't funded. Now, we all expected, hey, when these citizens have their cards, they're going to be fully funded. We have an RV. Everybody happy. They get cards with nothing on it. But did the government hold true to form? Yes, it did. It said we're going to give cards to you the first of the month. It gave them cards. Then it took weeks later before they started seeing funding on those cards, and some are still just recently getting funding on those cards that they've been holding for I don't know how long. Now, that's a part of the process we didn't anticipate.
I personally think that when they offered or they mentioned the fact some time ago that they would allow people to cash a $25,000 note and then later on be able to do the rest of it, that would have taken a lot of tension off of a lot of people.
It sure would have. But in retrospect, it's a good thing that that didn't happen. Because look at the money we all would have lost by doing that. See, we're not taking that into consideration because we're looking for gratification, but some of us are in this for the long haul, not the short haul. And even though you look at the ones that would have dumped a 25K note, probably at a lower rate than what the rest of the currency would have valued at, just to satisfy some immediate debt that did not take place, some of those folks found other ways to satisfy that debt or didn't get satisfied, one of the two. But life continued on. They're still here, still going through, but they made it. That's the big thing. That's why, in a way, I'm glad it didn't happen, because this has taught us how to be more patient, how to plan better, how to persevere in bad economic times. We're weathering the storm. So in the long run, it's going to make us better.
Well, okay. Well, look, I'm not going to take up all your time. Say again, please.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Vegas.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Oh, looking at the clock. Well, we did have some interferences, so that threw me off time-wise, but we're a little bit past the top of the hour. It's Friday, ladies and gents. We're waiting for whatever could possibly happen. And do we have bank people expecting us today? Yes, from what I was informed. We have some expecting us tomorrow. They have told some of their staff have been told, plan to come to work on Saturday. Don't take off. And they're anticipating something because that's what they have been told. So they're being ready. The announcement coming from a body that's supposed to be taking place today from the treaty sent out, new cabinet announced soon. Could he be making those announcements sometime today of the new cabinet appointments, the new CBI appointment? Could that rate move from 90 cents to $1.08 up to 341, 351? Will it go full international? These are the questions that we don't have the answers for, but we'll have answers for in time. We just can't delegate what that time is going to be, so we just have to wait it out. But know that we are still right there in the midst of this, the final leg, and I believe that we're in the final phase of this activity, at least of the pre-RV activity. And then once the public release happens, we start a whole new phase for some of us. But until then, we hold on, hold out. Because I believe. How about you?
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Make it through it. Oh, I believe. the clouds.